Now, the government is publicly backing the residential property owners and landlords. It seems it comes at the expense of the commercial property owners. They are going to be taxed an extra $575 million a year to help the government pay for its tax cuts. Janae Tibbs-Shraney is the Herald's business editor in Wellington. Hey, Janae.
Hey, Heather.
Nicola Willis is not even ashamed of this, is she?
No, she isn't. And, you know, the commercial property sector is already having a really, really tough time. But the government is pushing on with its plans to tax commercial and industrial property owners more. You know, this is quite an easy way for them to generate quite a bit more revenue to pay for income tax cuts and tax cuts for residential property investors. Now, it's quite interesting that Nicola Willis is saying, yep, no, we're kicking on with this plan. This is what we campaigned on at the election. Even though today the Reserve Bank has really shed some light on just how much of a tough time the commercial property sector is having.
Are they having a tough time? They're stressing out?
They are, you know, and it's different, you know, different types of commercial property are having different experiences. But according to the Reserve Bank's report, 5.8% of prime office space is vacant, 13.5% of secondary office space, and 7.2% of CBD retail space in Auckland and Wellington are vacant. Now, this probably comes as no surprise to people walking around the city seeing all these vacant spaces. You know, we've had a number of issues hit that sector, high interest rates, people working from home during COVID, shopping online, all this stuff. Now, more tax on top of it as well.
Yeah, that would be considered a risk, I would imagine, by the Reserve Bank.
Yeah, so the Reserve Bank is not too interested in how individual businesses or people are going, but it's interested in the stability of the financial system. So while it recognises commercial properties having a tough time, it actually only makes up a small percentage, about 8% of our bank's lending books. People will probably, you know, be aware that our banks mainly lend against houses. That's how they make their money. So if the commercial property sector is having a tough time, that's not going to destabilise our banks. But I think it is still noteworthy, you know, for our businesses and in terms of our economy and our growth and that type of thing. So the Reserve Bank recognises, yep, banks are normally, you know, try to help their customers if they're struggling. Well, that's hopefully what happens. Mm. But they said that, you know, we might start seeing more commercial property put on the market as those owners who are really struggling deleverage.
Yeah, interesting. Janae, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Janae Tibbs-Shraney, the Herald's Wellington business editor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.